Well, it's one of my favorite days of the month on Bravo Brazos Valley because I sit back, I relax, and I listen to Fran Lam talk about history with Heritage Highlights. Fran, take it away.
Hempstead, Texas, located in nearby Waller County, just south of Brazos County, has a storied history, steeped in both adventure and sound economic development. Dr. Richard Peebles organized the Hempstead Town Company in 1856 and set about to establish a town. The town was named after Dr. G.S. Hempstead, the brother-in-law of Dr. Peebles. Dr. Peebles and his wife, Mary Ann, contributed 2,000 acres for the project. Mary Ann even helped to lay out the town site. The Houston and Central Texas Railroad was extended to Hempstead in 1858. Suddenly, the town found that it was one of the main distribution points for goods and services to the Texas interior and Gulf Coast area. A post office was established in Hempstead in 1857. During the Civil War, the town served as a Confederate supply and manufacturing center. Hempstead also was the site of a Confederate hospital during the war, with three training camps for Confederate soldiers located in nearby Milliken. Needless to say, Hempstead prospered during the Civil War. Despite the occupation of the town by federal troops during Reconstruction, post-war economic conditions remained strong, despite recurring yellow fever epidemics. Since no one really knew the exact origin of yellow fever back then or how it was spread, the train traffic through Hempstead became a prime suspect. Train engineers were ordered to close all windows on the train so as to prevent yellow fever vapors from escaping as the train cars pulled through various towns in the Brazos Valley. Hempstead became the Waller County seat in 1873. The town's cottonseed oil mill was estimated to be valued at $90,000 at that time, the second largest in the state. The first public school opened in 1881. Some previous school classes met in the old town jail due to lack of facilities. As a result of many violent settlements of various disputes, including political feuds and social disagreements, the town earned its nickname, Six Shooter Junction. I'm Fran Lam, and this has been another edition of Heritage Highlights. To listen to this episode or other previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Thank you, Fran Lam. Another edition of Heritage Highlights. You hear it every month right here on Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.